Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. If you're wondering how do you get going in apartment investing, first you got to establish a base foundation with the knowledge. That also refers to the terminology, cap rates, price per unit.
Best ever listeners, I want to mention Lima One Capital, and I found out about them through a guest that I was interviewing on the show, and he mentioned how he was scaling his business. He was actually buying 10 single family homes within 1 year, and I asked him, how were you able to buy 10 single family homes and how were you financing that? And he's like, oh, well, I just use an asset-based lender. I was like, who is that? And he told me it's Lima One Capital. I reached out to them afterwards, got to know them, and they are the sponsor of today's episode because they've got some unique lending programs. One of them is called Rental 30, where, as I mentioned, they're an asset-based lender. So they're lending based on the property's appraised value, as well as they look at the down payment that you're bringing to the table and the cash reserves. They'll lend up to 75% loan to value. And this is huge. This is huge because typically, as a single family investor, your lending strength is based on your personal income, as well as how many properties you have, how many loans you have out. There's no restrictions on portfolio size with their Rental 30 program. Go to limaonecapital.com/best ever. Sign up. Learn more about the program. That's limaonecapital.com/best ever. They also have a program for fix and flippers. Even if you haven't done a fix and flip, they'll still lend to you. They've been in the business since 2010. So they've been around the block. They know their underwriting guidelines. They're not loosey-goosey, but they do have a very specific criteria that helps beginning fix and flippers get their fix and flip projects done, as well as experienced fix and flippers. They reward you as an experienced fix and flipper, and you actually get a lower interest rate and lower origination fee. Again, go to limaonecapital.com/best ever. And some legal stuff I have to say, it is Lima One Capital LLC, and the NMLS ID number is 1324403, and their address is 201 East McBee Avenue, Suite 300, Greenville, South Carolina, 29601. Again, limaonecapital.com/best ever. If you're looking for a fix and flip loan, or if you're looking for a buy and hold investment property and you're trying to finance it and you want it to be asset based, LimaOneCapital.com/best ever. Best ever listeners, how you doing? Welcome to the best real estate investing advice ever show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is a show where we cut out the fluff and we only talk about the best advice that moves your business forward. And let's see, today's Friday. Happy Friday. Because it's Friday, we're going to do Follow Along Friday. And I will tell you what I got going on in my real estate endeavors with an eye towards helping you with your stuff, as well as I'm going to do one more thing. I get an email and I'm going to read this email. I'm going to leave out the name. I'm going to read the email. I'm going to answer the question because I get this question a whole lot. And I figured I might as well just answer it on a podcast episode since I get this question a lot. So before I do that, let me tell you what I got going on. The 168 units in Cincinnati, it is under contract. It is scheduled to close in June. So I will keep you posted on that. Right now, I'm just getting the due diligence documents sent over to the buyer. Second thing, or the 250 units, that's rocking and rolling. We collected the most we've ever collected in a month in both February and March. We collected over $210,000 a month in both February and March. Renovations, we're actually getting more than we project in the pro forma. Who says that oil thing is hurting real estate down in Houston? It's not hurting us, knock on wood. And in fact, we are achieving higher rent premiums, like I said, than we projected. I know it's hurting the Class A properties. It's also hurting office. Will there be a trickle-down effect? Maybe, but it depends on what local jobs you've got serving your community or you know, financing your community through the tenants who are working there. And it also depends on what class property, if you're B, C, D. I think there's a slower period of a trickle-down effect. Plus, those who are not renting in A's because they can't afford it, they are renting more in B's and B's to C's, etc. So I think we're going to be doing all right, and we are doing very well. So 250 units going better than we planned. 155 units, we just closed on that puppy 2 weeks ago or so. Really nothing to report there other than the transitions going as we planned, and I'll keep you posted. 320 units. I've been in Texas this week. I'll give you more substantive update on that. I have been in the Dallas-Fort Worth area hanging out with my family, doing some due diligence on the property in Carrollton, Texas. And again, when I have more information on that, I shall let you know. I want to talk about this email that I received now. It's because I get this question a lot, so I'm imagining that you have this question as well. So here it is. Hey, Joe. So I guess this is random, but your name popped up in a search I was doing for apartment investing. Anywho, this is probably way out of left field, but to make it short and sweet, I'm looking for someone to help me finance my first investment. I am 29, working as a cocktail waitress, at a casino, and I am desperately wanting to start my own career. I have researched on different types of loans and ways to get financing. And after all that, I've come to the conclusion that I need a partner or some sort of financial backer of some sort. Owning an apartment complex is something I've been wanting to do for a few years now. It's ultimately my dream career. I chose a tough one, I think, LOL, but I like a challenge. And I'm confident I can be great at this. I just need some help. I know it's probably a long shot, as I'm sure you're a very busy guy, but if you think there's any chance you could help me out, it would mean the world to me. Hope to hear from you soon. Thanks, Joe. Well, I will help you out, my friend. So my first thought is that financing is not what is needed. Although this individual states that financing is what she needs, it's not financing. It's actually education. And so I read this, leaving this person's name anonymous. There's a lot of waitresses and working at casinos out there, so I think that's fine. Because I get this question a lot. Hey, Joe, I want to invest in apartments. How do I get going? And which is what she's basically asking, although she was very specific about a financing partner. The way to get started in apartment investing is to first educate yourself with books. podcasts like this, with online forums like Bigger Pockets, and by taking investors out to lunch who are in your local area, learning about the business from them. That's the first step, educating yourself. And the reason why is because you've got to establish a foundation of knowledge that you can work from, and then use that foundation. And at that point, you can start doing what you want to do, and that is investing in apartments. But while you're establishing that foundation, you're going to identify some holes. And you'll, in this case, woman's case, she has already identified financing as a hole that she needs to figure out how she's going to overcome that challenge. And so with the financing piece, that certainly can be one. And one thing that people who talk about deal syndication, which is what I do, buying apartments with investors sharing in the profits, what they don't talk about a lot of times is that when you do a syndicated deal, you're going to have to sign on the loan. And if you don't have the liquidity and net worth and track record to make the bank feel comfortable or the lender feel comfortable, then guess what? You're also going to have to bring in an investor or somebody else to sign on the loan with you. And that's a challenging thing, because even if it's a non-recourse loan, which non-recourse means it can't go after your personal assets if the property goes in the tank, even if it's a non-recourse, they will still make you sign a document that says you are personally responsible if there's fraud or if there's gross negligence on the property. So if you completely forsake the property, which I know you won't do, but it's possible, and the person who's signing on the loan knows you won't do, but it's possible, or if you commit fraud, which you certainly wouldn't do, but it's possible, right? Like, according to the person signing on the loan, because they're the ones who are at risk of losing substantial money if you commit fraud. So there's a lot of challenges, and that's just one of them. Getting somebody to sign on the loan, and by the way, how you do that is you give them points at closing. You could give them more equity in the deal. You could give them nothing if they don't want anything, but usually they want something. You could make them a general partner with you. I mean, there's all sorts of workarounds, because clearly people do syndicated deals, so obviously there are solutions, but there's a lot of challenges that starting out you might not even know about, and that's just one of many. So the first thing you want to do is get educated. The books that I recommend, you can email me info@joefairless.com, info@joefairless.com, and I'd be happy to share with you a list of apartment investing resources, which is a PDF that has all these different websites that I go to check out the markets and the supply and demand and all that good stuff, as well as books that I've read and highly recommend for apartments, and podcasts. Other than this one, there's some really good podcasts out there for apartment investing that I recommend. And also, it's just setting up Google News alerts. Simple as putting, whatever market you're investing in or wanting to invest in jobs. So Cincinnati unemployment, or Cincinnati real estate, Cincinnati job growth, Cincinnati Fortune 500 company, whatever it is, and putting in those new Google News alerts so you get that news update every day. There's a lot of things that you've got to learn first. So to answer your question, if you're wondering how do you get going in apartment investing, first you got to establish a base foundation with the knowledge. That also refers to the terminology, cap rates, price per unit, gross rent multiplier, although I don't really use gross rent multiplier very often. NOI, effective gross income, gross potential income, loss to lease, bad debt, all that stuff. We got to know it. After having mastered that stuff, and I created flashcards when I first got going. I literally would create flashcards, and I would just go through those terms and learn through reading the different business models, because there's multiple business models you can do in apartment investing. You do buy and hold. You can do what Dave Lindahl talks about, micro repositioning. You could do more substantial repositioning, which is what I tend to do and what we're doing on this 320 units, where we're putting in $10,000 a unit including interior and exteriors. And we're raising rents $150. So there's a whole lot that you have to master. And then you start trying to do it. And at that point, after you have established that foundation, when you go about doing it, you're going to identify other gaps that you've got. And then what I would do, at least what I've done in the past, is I've brought on a consultant. I brought on someone who can help me get to that next level. And I believe in doing that in any area of life. That's why I've got the life coach and business and real estate coach that you all know of, Trevor. And when I first got going, I had a consultant I paid to teach me how to do single family homes, taught me how to do like lease options and wholesaling. And I didn't do any of it whenever I was buying single family homes, but it educated me and it gave me more perspective and context for how to approach investing. Then when I wanted to get to the next level, apartments, I brought on a consultant for that, taught me how to raise money. Then another consultant I brought on, I didn't pay this consultant, but I was going to give him a share of this deal I was working on for helping guide me on it. And didn't end up doing the deal. Numbers didn't make sense, but learned a whole lot. And he's a friend of mine now. Over that whole period of time, I've had Trevor, and he's helped me with not only real estate, but just relationships, you know, girlfriend stuff and healthy eating and the whole package. So the three steps to actually investing in apartments and making it happen: one, get educated; two, do it; and then three, while you're doing it, identify the gaps, then bring on a consultant to help you get to the finish line. Those are the three steps. Clearly, there's a lot involved in between, but you follow those three steps. One, get educated. Two, do it. Three, bring on a consultant to get you to the finish line. You're going to mitigate the risk, and you're going to set yourself up for the most amount of success. And again, if you want that apartment resources guide that will help you out, just email me info@joefairless.com. Or in fact, I think, you know what? Yeah, you can even text me. Let's do that. That's even easier for you, isn't it? If you haven't texted me already, text the word BEST, B-E-S-T, to 38470. That's B-E-S-T to 38470. It'll ask you for your email address. You'll put in your email address and it'll send you the apartment resources guide I was referring to. And it will also sign you up for my weekly newsletter where you'll get a nice recap delivered to your inbox every week. And it's the lessons I learned from this week's guests. I hope you have a best ever weekend and I will talk to you tomorrow. Best ever listeners, Matt Bowles, who was a guest on episode 289, his company, Maverick Investor Group, has a special report just for you on how to avoid the seven biggest mistakes in real estate that investors make in the 2016 boom cycle. Get yours free at maverickinvestorgroup.com/best ever. That's maverickinvestorgroup.com/best ever.